called Shanghai Tan. That was on another one. It was off our multi-platinum success record called... What's that record called, Vinny? It's called...
Just For You.
It's called Just For You. That was done about 10 years ago. So, a lot of fun here with this flu. anyway. Well, we're going to move on here. This is a song I wrote. Actually, when I was hanging around with Vinny back in the day, I think I wrote it on his ping pong table. And I came over and I think we recorded the demos.
A lot of things were written on that ping pong table.
I know, it would be a great writing board. The song's called Manic Boy. And thanks everybody here at FMO, we've been playing it. And the first song we did earlier was that was a song of our new single called The Elevator Girl. This is called Manic Boy.
I feel blue today, and I really don't know why. Can I hide behind your smile? Look so safe. I fall in love today with a girl I hardly know, and I follow where she goes, she remains. I've been picking up pieces of that puzzle that we made. I've been reading his mind for you all day. Manic boy, he sees things so differently. He can capture you so unaware. Manic boy, he sees things that he can't see. Every time I close my eyes, he's there. I feel used today, hell bent between the rails, searching for a ray of sunshine. Picking up pieces of that puzzle that we made, and I've been watching your colors turn to shade.
I'd like to introduce the fellas in the group. To my right over here, the fantastic, fabulous Chicago Vinny Earnshaw.
Yeah.
Everybody. Yeah, thank you.
Let's hear it for Vin.
To my left.
Get him out of the band yet.
We're going to get rid of him. We're replacing him next week, incidentally. He's no good for this group. To my left, we've got fabulous Kurt Florzak in Los Angeles, California.
Yay!
He also will be replaced early next week. Thanks
temporary.
For nothing, my friend.
Man. Yeah, thanks.
And on the drums, the irreplaceable. Well, nah, getting rid of him too. Chris Michaels, everyone. Yeah, baby. Okay. The next song is a song that I recorded with the late, great Jerry Nolan in New York before he hit the dirt, so to speak. It's a record we put out called... What was it called, Vinny?
Jerry Nolan and the Profilers.
Jerry Nolan and the Profilers.
Last recording.
Last recordings. Vinny's also on that. Again, probably went over, probably moved close to 350,000 copies this summer alone. Anyway, this is called Paint Me a Villain.
Sailors, whoa!
was Queen of Dirt. That's the B-side of our new single. Going to do a couple more. Want to thank everybody here at MFO for staying late and not assaulting us with, you know, weapons and whatnot. All right, guys, we're going to do, it's a song I wrote. I met some nut on a bus trip. I was taken from Philadelphia to Nova Scotia, and I sat with him for about 6 hours, and I wrote the song, and I hope we all enjoy it. It's called Best Regards.
Some junk from my Jones. Got a 30-06 with a laser and scope. Can't even load.
Because we care.
We tune because we care for you. Benny, why don't you tell them what we're playing next?
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess we got a big show coming up at the Midway on the 19th. It's our record release party. I hope everybody can come on down because we're giving away free CDs to everybody that pays the cover. You know, and this will be your big chance.
And free miniature wooden underpants, too. I bet you didn't expect that. You didn't see that coming, did you?
It's an early show.
It's an early show, that's right. It is.
It's the Matinee at the Midway.
Yeah, indeed. 4 to 8.
All ages, too. You can get in.
Yep. It's going to be a lot of fun, because we're going to be there. It would be no fun if we weren't there. Anyway, this
fun
is
fun would be somewhere else.
Fun would be someplace else, but it wouldn't be the big fun that you'd have when you come see us. We're going to do one more tune. It's a song by the Pirates. It's actually Pirates recorded it, but Johnny Burnett did it. So we do it differently every time.
My old friend.
Really, a lot differently.
What?
We do a song a lot differently. All right. Thanks.
Thank you to Greg Allen's Fringe Religion. We will be talking to them in a few short minutes, but until then, 91.5 WMFA.
Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
91.5 WMFO. You're on the town with Mikey D. That was Will Daly from the Torrent Part 1, Fashion of Distraction. That was Alston. And now that they've recovered a little bit, we have Greg Allen's Fringe Religion in here. Say hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Evening.
Am I recover? I feel like I'm recovering. It's nice and cool in here now. Yeah. It's cooler in here now, so I am recovering, yeah.
I'm in recovery.
Recovery.
In recovery of what?
It's really hot.
General recovery.
I think I just lost 3 pounds in there.
I know I did.
Yeah. Good workout, though.
Oh, wow. So maybe I should just sit in there for about...
Start a band, man.
2 months?
Yeah.
Oh. Start a band, man.
No, it was great listening to everything. I was out in the hall listening to you guys play, and it was a lot of fun. But
keep trying.
You keep trying?
Yeah.
Well, I think you succeeded.
I hope so.
At least here. I mean, for everyone in Radioland, it's all good.
We're big in Indonesia. They love us there.
Indonesia? Wow. Yeah,
I took 2 or 3 tours already. And one's more successful than the next. I mean,
so when's the next one?
Maybe
tour to Indonesia
tomorrow. Like to get on the road as soon as we can.
You have to get on the road early.
Yeah.
All right.
We're gonna be there in time.
So whose idea was it to have
create
fringe
this
religion?
Well,
I just love the idea of it.
It's like this: rock and roll is turned into a fringe religion. There are only musicians that care about it, musicians and radio people, and a few other people around the planet care about rock and roll anymore.
You mean so like fans like Paula here? Yeah. Fans like
and
Paula?
We're all drinking the Kool-Aid.
Fans like Paula and stuff. Everybody, I don't know what they do, but that's what it seems like to us. That it's just a cult, So we bought
cult,
into,
okay.
We bought into that.
Huh.
We bought into that.
Cult.
And now,
Yeah, well, the cult was taken,
Yeah, I know.
So fringe religion.
Yeah.
I mean, because you could have just stayed the Greg Allen band.
We've done that. That got dull. You had like the Greg Allen group, and you had Greg Allen's Charm School.
you just needed something
to break up the monotony of the
quippy.
Yeah. Yeah, the French religion thing was like, I think it was, we were here and we didn't have a name. I think it was one of the first places we came in to do an interview, and it was Mike O'Brien asked, what's the name of the band going to be? And we said, we might name it the Fringe Religious Group or something. And I guess we just figured we'd name it Fringe Religion. I'm kind of sick of having my name on the front of it, though. It's kind of...
So is this going to be a transition period? So you're just going to end up being called Fringe Religion?
Nobody wants to do that. They just want to call it Greg Allen's Fringe Religion. I guess they can go, He's the one responsible for these stupid songs. So if it's like, this band stinks, it's like, that's Greg Allen. If it's just Fringe Religion, it's like, I'm kind of quarter responsible. So this way
So everyone else is dodging responsibility by having your name on it.
Yeah. Probably the most practical reasoning on their part.
And you're letting this crap get... You're letting this crap, through? Slide?
I don't care. I roll with the punches. I'm a professional. I tolerate lots,
Who's famous in Indonesia.
Yeah, they love me.
Well, but then again, if you drop the Greg Allen from Fringe Religion, you may lose Indonesia.
I always go to online. It's like, look up Greg Allen to just satisfy my ego sometimes. And there he is, a black basketball player or some law firm. I look up Greg Allen's group and it's like, these three completely freaked out dorky lawyers like the Greg Allen group, and they're all like, and then I had a band called Charm School. Perhaps I'll look up Greg Allen's Charm School, and there's like some transsexual man advertising, I don't know. So I think Fringe Religion is pretty safe so far.
When was the last time you Googled your name?
I don't do it anymore. I'm scared. I won't even bother. I just, I cry. As soon as I attempt, I start putting the G in the R, then tears fall from my eyes.
So you have this, when did the single come out, the Elevator Girl single?
About 20 years ago.
20 years ago?
Yeah, it's a little late release. We finished it a while back, let's just say a while back, and we had some problems when we had it pressed. Some clown decided to, ruin it. So we sent them all back, and they gave us some more stuff, and... And then there was various issues. The record company in England who's distributing it, we wanted to wait until they were distributing it, and then we were going to simultaneously do a record release party and put it out at the same time. And that took a while.
Is that why it's a single, not a full-length record?
We didn't have the patience to do any more than two songs. We all got angry after the second one and left the studio in a rage. No, that didn't happen. What happened was we just figured we'd just go out and do something, get a kind of like a calling card just to say,
this is us.
Yeah.
We're really good.
Yeah, listen to our music.
Buy it.
You have to say it a lot more monotone. This is our music.
Buy this now. Please. It's the will of Landrum.
Nobody's going to buy it anyway because everybody gives away free
to come to our really fun rock and roll show. You're going to have a blast.
There you go. There you go. Kurt has the right idea.
The only people that buy it is like there's usually some sweaty kid standing in front of me going, can I buy one? I go, no, I'll give you one. He goes, no, I want to buy one from my collection. And I go,
that's our number one fan.
We only have one fan.
That's the guy.
Yeah, I know.
He traveled all the way from Indonesia. Come on.
I know. I don't even understand what he's saying.
He swam all the way from Indonesia.
He swam.
Indonesia.
Came to the gig. We don't even know. Can't pronounce his name. Yeah. Often not.
So what is next for Greg Allen's Fringe Religion?
Global takeover? No, what's next?
I mean, you got to expand from Indonesia.
Yeah, we're going to try to break
that. We're going to take Malaysia next.
Yeah, we're working on Somerville.
Yeah, we're trying to bust into Somerville. Then we're going to go up to the North Shore and shake that place down. Then we're going to go to Quincy where they all go animal when we come into town. I don't know. I think we're going to do this gig. March 19th at the Midway. It's an afternoon show. It's free CDs, so bring your family because you're going to love this. It's going to be free entertainment. No, it's going to be $5 to get in. Two other bands, which are really good, right, Kurt?
Yeah, Jesse Ahern's band and
The Disquiets.
The Disquiets, yep.
Both great groups.
And that's an early show.
Indeed.
Nice. It's,
and like I said, free stuff. And, you know, we're the most, probably most.
You're going to be giving away copies of this single here?
Yeah.
Again, I wish I had a webcam. I'd be sticking the artwork
there. They'll see it and get it. Like, you know, don't play it for your family because the second song's pretty vulgar. But, you know, I kind of like it. But
there you go.
The first song's all happy and the second song's kind of a little darker.
There you go.
We'd like to do an
album.
Nothing
wrong with dark songs.
No. It's all good fun. You know, tongue in cheek.
So March 19th at the Midway?
Yes.
Yes. Awesome. Anything after that? Are you going to be doing another record or what?
I don't know. We're going to be...
Or another single because, well, I mean, you know, two songs and then fight?
We've got a few, usually a couple songs and violent rage, you know, alcohol-induced generally, you know, some kind of like, you know, weird crockery flies across the room and hits somebody in the eye. I hate you, man! You know. Yeah, that's always a lot of fun. No, I don't know if that's going to happen. You know, Kurt and I are going to probably get together and try to write some tunes. And in the meantime, I've got a backlog of stuff I'm going to put that I want to release myself that I'll probably work on over the summer. But
what, just like solo stuff or band stuff?
I've got stuff I've been writing for years that's just, it's, you know, I have to finish and put out. And some of it's, you know, 70% there and some of it's 90% there. And I just kind of want to put it out. You know, like I got about 25 songs that I just had over the years, some of which are, well, you know, probably work out well, and some will probably not work out well. So, but in the meantime, I think we'd like to think of perhaps maybe making a record in the next year or so as a band.
Okay.
And you know, collectively, we have to come up with some material between us all.
Well, I don't know. You have that backlog. Kurt's right here.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, he's like, well, I don't move on and do some new stuff because it's not. It's, if I do all my old stuff, it's like, here we go again. Everybody's in a coma after three measures because Greg wrote the song, Greg wrote the middle eight, and it's kind of like doesn't take kind of away from the whole band kind of thing, you know. So, and Kurt and I have gotten together to write a couple times, and you know, stuff is coming up, but it takes a while to get it going, you know. I mean, I think we'll have
to. So, is it always just a very slow process, or has anything you've done just been very quick?
No.
No? Simple answer?
Yeah.
No.
What I mean, prior to this, most of the material I had written, aside from the two new ones that mm-hmm. we put together as a band. And
so, you're just trying to take a different approach?
Yeah, because he's got ideas, and everybody's got their own ideas, of, you know. But the thing is, when you've got three people or four people to writing tunes, I mean, you got to spend a lot of time with it because Everybody's got their own ideas, you know. And
and you have to dodge flying objects.
Dodge flying.
I feel like the single though. That single, I feel, was pretty collective though, because those were pretty raw ideas. We hashed those all out together. I mean,
yeah, pretty much.
I feel like that single sounds like the Fringe Religion.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, that's a pretty accurate statement. Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's good. How can people contact you and actually perhaps pay money for this single?
Money.
Oh, yeah, they do. You can buy it on Kudos Limited London, England, are distributing it. But it's all on,
the usual places.
Yeah, Spotify and
iTunes. They should bring us over there, man.
I'd like to go over there. I mean, we could go over there and play. I don't think there'd be any problem. It'd just be a matter of, we already talked about this, getting it down. Spotify,
iTunes, Amazon.
Yeah, it's all. It's in Japan, too. They have it in Japan.
So people can listen to it, and spend a couple of dollars on this.
Yeah.
And if they want to.
All the back catalog of my stuff's on there, too, the Just For You album and the Charm School album. And hopefully we'll have some new stuff out pretty soon.
Excellent. Yes, I look forward to the new stuff. I believe I've played Elevator Girl on the Tell Him Mikey D here, and the other show, Dweezil Show, which I host as well.
Cool.
And
great. Thank you.
Yes. Thanks.
Were you happy or were you depressed by the end of it?
You played it twice.
I go through phases.
That's depressed.
Well, that's the happy songs.
So. Yeah, it's
weird.
Dark.
I've got this psychological disorder where the happy songs make me cry, and the sad songs make me happy. But I don't know. Tomorrow might be a whole different ball game for me. Depends on what my meds say.
What your meds say? Yeah. Your meds talk?
They do. They say many things to me, like,
take me.
Take me.
Take me. Part of the Fringe Religion.
Take another of
take
me.
Take me to Indonesia.
It is the will of Flander.
I don't know how to follow up with that. So how can people contact you, that throw the big money European tour contracts and stuff?
They can't. We're invisible to them.
Unavailable.
Yeah, we're
come on,
unavailable.
I'm trying to give you pathways. You're just throwing blocks.
No, I mean, we've got
we do have a website and
FringeReligion.com.
FringeReligion.com.
And you can find us on Facebook
there,
too.
And find our email address and stuff, which is something like, FringeReligion.com or something.
Yeah, FringeReligion.com. That's all they need to know. Yeah. And they can go there and they can find where we're playing. We've done a fair amount of shows in New York City, some few in Rhode Island. We'd like to get out of town more. I'd personally like to go back to Europe again. We'll see how it all pans out.
Well, let's make sure it pans out.
Yeah. No, hopefully it will.
I mean, now that Fringe Religion is played here at On the Tell Him Mikey D, it's the first step.
Thank you very much for playing.
Thank you
for having us.
All right, I'll let you guys break down and all that stuff. I mean, not emotionally.
Oh, no, I won't.
Just your equipment.
I'm under control for the time being.
I mean, your meds talk to you, so I don't know how that works for you.
I think we should have a roundtable discussion about each of us laying out what all of our meds are, actually.
Exactly.
That could be a fun conversation.
Meds?
Laying out meds. Prescription meds. What's everybody on here, actually? Okay, we'll leave that for next time.
Yeah, I think there's some like personal identity violations going on if we reveal what kind of medications we're on. Anyway, thank you guys so much. Greg Allen's Fringe Religion, everybody. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. On the Tell Him Mikey D, 91.5. Medford.
again and again. Always the same thing, again and again. Never learned my lesson.
My goodness, I'm a man, I'm close to you, yeah.
91.5 WMFO. You're listening to On the Time with Mikey D, and that was Black Button from their final record, The Absence of the Other. That was When Things Are True. And before that, I had Fiesta Melon with Underway. And that brings an end to On the Time with Mikey D for this week. Next week, Pam will be behind this microphone, and Count Zero will be playing. Nope. Wait, Count Zero will be here. It's their 20th anniversary. It's going to be amazing. Susie Hatton's playing. So there's reason enough to tune in next week. You could also catch me if you love my voice that much. I am on Saturday, 7 to 9 on The Dweezil Show right here on 91.5 WMFO. All right. I'm going to close out the show with some digs. Now, the latest record is called Manic, and this is such a great, like, just kind of punk, fun record. And I got to tell you, I had a hard time just picking a track, but I'm going to go for the dead center. This is a Photoelectric. We will see you next week. See you Saturday if you want to check out the Dweezil Show. But anyway, have a great night.
Side effects, yet still it was quick, and I don't know what I found in there. Just more of the same, not an answer in a bottle, but a scapegoat to blame. Looking just too close to find.